This is Daf Yomi, Masechet Baba
Metzia.
Oh, okay. Yes. Boker Tov, good morning. Today's Daf is Daf Lamed Dale, Daf 34. We are starting the third chapter, Perek HaMafkid. We're on Lamed Gimel Amred 33b, and we are jumping right in. HaMafkid Etzel Chavero Behema Okelim. If somebody deposits to his friend, he gives to his friend an animal or utensils, v'nignivu she'avdu, or they were stolen, or they were lost, shilem v'lo ratza lishava. He has two options. He can either swear that he was not negligent and it's not his fault, then he would be exempt. In this case, he paid and he didn't want to swear. Sha'ari Hamru, because they say, Shomer Chinam Nishba V'yotze. Someone who's a Shomer Chinam, he is guarding something or watching over something for free, he can just swear and then he gets out. He gets off the hook. He has no problem. But he didn't want to do that. He wanted to pay. So Nimtza Ganav Mishalem Tashomei Kefel. If you find the thief has to pay double. And tavachu machar mishalem tashomei arba v'chamisha. And if he slaughtered or sold the animal, he has to pay four or five times. The mi mishalem, who does he pay? The mi shapikadon etzlo, to the one that the deposit was with, the item was with. Nishba v'lo ratza lishalem. But if the guy swore and he didn't want to pay, nimtza ganav mishalem tashomei kefer. If you find the thief, then he has to pay double. Tavachu machar mishalem tashomei arba v'chamisha. If he slaughtered or sold the animal and sold the animal, then he would have to pay four or five times. And who would he pay? The Bala Pikadon, to the owner of the deposited item. Because over there in that case, he swore, the guy who was deposited item too, swore and didn't pay. So it's not his. So the Gemara says, why do we have to teach animal and kelim? Why can't you just teach one of them? So Tzurichet, the Gemara says, we need both. If I would have only taught an animal, I would have thought, behemah de maknele kefela. By an animal, does he acquire the kefel, the double penalty payment? Because he went through a lot of burden. He took the animal in, and he took him out, and he took care of it, and all of the burdens that needed to be done for the animal. So you would think that, oh, okay, makes sense in the animal case. But utensils, it's not so much burden to take care of utensils. You take them, you put them inside, and that's it. You don't have to look at them again. So, I would have thought that maybe he does not acquire the double payment if they find the thief. Ve'itana kelim, and if we would have only taught utensils, hava amen, I would have thought kelim hu de makne le kefela, de kam makne le kefela. By kelim, by utensils, does he acquire the double payment? Nushim de lonafish kefilayu, because it's not such a high payment. Paying the double on kelim are not so expensive. You can have just regular standard utensils that aren't so expensive. Paying double is not so much. Aval behemah, but an animal, the chitavachu machar mishalem tashomei arba v'chamisha. If he slaughtered the animal and sold the animal, the guy, the thief would have to pay four or five times. That's a lot. Eman lo makne le kefela. I would have thought he does not acquire that penalty payment because it's a lot of money. Suricha, that's why we needed to teach both cases. So matki fla rami bar chama. Rami bar chama is a contradiction. The Gemara says, "Va'ein adam maknei davar shelo ba la'olam." Person is not able to acquire something that has not yet come into the world. Afilu Rabbi Meir, and even according to Rabbi Meir, who says, "Da'amar adam maknei davar shelo ba la'olam." Person is allowed to acquire something that hasn't come to the world. Hanimile kigon perot deka. That's only like fruits of a palm tree. The avide da'atu, because it's common, it's normal that they will come out. But in this case, flipping the amud, miyemar de miganva. How do you know that it will be stolen? How can he be makne on something, be acquiring on something that didn't happen yet? Even if it is stolen, how do you know you're going to find the thief? Even if you find the thief, how do you know the thief will pay? Maybe he will just admit. And we know that somebody admits, he's exempt from payment. So it's like he's saying to him, when it's stolen, and you want to pay, my cow is acquired to you from now. That's what he meant. So the Gemara says, "Manti flar Rabbi Zera." Hold on, he has a contradiction. If that's the case, afilu gizoteh uvaldoteh nami, even the shearings and the offspring of the animal as well. Rashi says, he should even acquire the shearings and the offspring of the animal. So Allah matana, why did we say chutz migizoteh v'aldoteh, excluding the shearings and the offspring? El amar bizera na'asak omer lo chutz migizoteh v'aldoteh. No, it's as if he said to the guy, excluding the shearings and the offspring of the animal. Imagine my paska. Why did you learn something like that? I mean, why did you just assume that's the case? Rashi says, "Pasakta davar v'chol adam shdato laknot kefil im yevo lekach v'in dato laknot ve'aviladot." How do you know that in all cases a person would not acquire off the offspring of the animal? So, stamad milta makes sense. Shvachad atim alma, a regular profit that comes from the outside, avit inish lemakne, he's going to acquire to the person. Shvacham idemigufa, but a profit that comes from the actual animal itself, a person would not actually acquire that over to the person, and therefore the offspring do not belong to the that person. Some say, it's as if he said, when it's stolen and you want to pay, right before it's stolen, the animal's acquired to you. Right before it's stolen. So, what's the difference between this opinion and that opinion? The difference would be the difficulty of Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera said, the question that Rabbi Zera had was, even the shearings and the animal's offspring should be acquired to the person. So according to the latter opinion that says that it's right before it's stolen, it's acquired to you, it's not difficult, right? Because right before it was stolen, it's considered yours. But according to the first opinion, it is difficult. Rashi says, you have no question of the shearings and the offspring if it's considered acquired to the person right before it was stolen. Or the Gemara says, inami, a different case will be the difference. The kaima be'agam, if let's say the animal is sitting in a swamp. So according to the Rashi says, when the thief stole, it was sitting in a swamp. According to the last opinion that says that it's right before it's stolen, it's acquired to you, it's not considered that he acquires the double payment. Because right before it was stolen, it was sitting in a swamp. It wasn't in your courtyard that you can be able to acquire it off. So therefore, you don't have that jurisdiction in the latter case, but in the earlier case, it is in your courtyard, so you would be able to do that. Then we said in the Mishnah, Shilem lo ratzadi shalef, he paid and he did not want to swear. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shilem shilem mamash. It does not mean that he actually paid. Ela kevan she'amar hareini mishalem, af al pi shelo shilem. Even if he says, I want to pay, I will pay, even though he had not yet paid. So hold on, Mishnah says, Tnan, shilem lo ratzadi shava. It says if he paid and he didn't want to swear, what does that sound like? Shilem in, lo shilem lo. That sounds like only if he paid, not if he just wanted to pay. We go to the latter part of the Mishnah. Nishbav lo ratza l'shalem, if he swore and he did not want to pay, ta'amad lo ratza, that's because he did not want to pay. Har ratza afu b'shalo shilem. But if he wanted to pay, even though he has not yet actually paid yet, we view it as if he's going to pay. So which one is it? Does it go based on he wanting or actually paying? So ela meha leka l'mashmamina. We cannot learn from here because it's contradictory opinions. Somebody rents out a cow or an animal from his friend and it's stolen. And this other person said, I will pay. I don't want to swear. And then the thief is found. You pay the double payment. The thief pays to the socher, to the renter. Because the guy said, I will pay. Even though he hasn't yet paid. Because he says, I will pay. It's as if we view it as if he will pay. And therefore, the double payment that comes from the thief goes to the one who's renting because he says, I will pay to the owner. Amar Afapa. Shomer Chinam, Kivan Shamar Pashati, Makne Le Kefela. Someone who's guarding something for free. Once he says, I was negligent, Makne Le Kefela, he acquires the double payment if they find the thief. Di Bayi Patar Nashe Bigneva, because if he wanted, he could have just exempted himself by saying, it was stolen. The guy doesn't know he was negligent. The fact that he's coming and admitting that he was negligent, so we acquire over to him. If we find the thief would have to pay him the double payment. Shomer Sachar, if it was a paid guard, Kivan Shamar Nigneva Makne de Kefela. Once he says it was stolen, then we acquire to him the double payment. Dibai Patar Nashe Bishvura Umeta. Because if he wanted, he could have just said the item that he took was broken, broke, or was killed, or died. And he would have been exempt. But if a borrower says, I'm going to pay, he does not acquire the kefil, the double payment from the thief. What could he have exempted himself with? So, even if you want to say, you could have said, oh, the animal died from work. So, dying from work, being put to work, is not so common. So Ikad Amri, some say Amar Papa, Shoel Nami, a borrower as well, Kivansha Amar Harani Bishalem, once he says I will pay, Maknele Kefela. No, he does acquire the double payment. The Ibai Patar Nashem Meta Mechamad Menafa, because if he wanted, he could have just said the animal died from being worked too hard, or dying from work, and therefore he could have been exempt from that, and he didn't say that, so he acquires the double payment. Amar Le Rav Zavid says to him, Hachi Amar Rabbi, this is what Rabbi said, Shoel Ashe Shalem, the borrower, until he pays. What does that mean? My Tama, what's the reason? Since all of the pleasure is his, he's a borrower, with just a verbal expression saying, I will pay, that's not enough for him to acquire the double payment from the ganav. He has to actually pay the owner, and only then, if they find the thief, will he receive the double payment. So Tanakh Kavateh Rav Zavid, Rav Abraita, Rav Zavid, Hashoel Para Mechavarov, somebody borrows a cow from his friend, v'nignivan, it was stolen, v'kidem, v'shoel v'shilem, and the borrower went and paid, v'acharkan nimsa ganav, and then the thief was found, mishalem tashomekef al hashoel, they pay the double payment to the borrower. So the lishna kama, the Rav Papa, v'adai lo aviyati uvda. According to the first opinion of Rav Papa, this is not a contradiction, because he said that a Shoel if he just said I will pay, that's not enough. So this works with this opinion over here. He has to actually pay. But according to the latter opinion that he says no, he actually has, meaning the latter opinion of Papa was once he just says I will pay, even though he hasn't yet paid, he acquires a double payment. So according to that one, then lema tiyaveti uftei, would we say that maybe that is a contradiction on Rav Papa? So Amar lach Rav Papa, Rav Papa would tell you, mi alima mimatnitin de katani shilem veokinim na ba'amar? Is this any stronger than our Mishnah that we said in the Mishnah shilem, he paid, and what did we explain in the Mishnah? It wasn't actually paying, it was he said he will pay. Hachanami, so to over here be'amar, talking about that he said he will pay, he hasn't yet paid. So the Gemara says mi damev, is it even similar? Hatam lo katane kidem. Over there in the Mishnah, it does not say kidem. He went up front. Hacha katane kidem. Over here it says he went up and he went to pay. So the Gemara says, no, my kidem. What does it mean? He went kidem ve amar. He went and he said, I will pay. He didn't actually pay yet. So ha mi de katane gabe socher. It says by a socher, by a renter, ve amar. And he said, ve gabe shoel, by a borrower, it says kidem. He went. So it sounds like those are two different terms. So Shema Minah Davke Katani, it sounds like it's specifically saying he went and paid, not just he said. So the Gemara says, Mide Gabe Hadad Etanya, how can you compare these two cases? Were they taught together? So Shailinu Letanei Dvei Rabbi Chia Dvei Rabbi Yoshaya, they asked in the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yoshaya, Ve'amre, and they said, the students of the Beit Midrash said, Gabe Hadad Etanya. It actually was taught together, and therefore since this one says Amar, he said, and this one says he went, and he paid. So this is saying specifically he went and paid. Not that he just, the case of the borrower has to be that he actually paid, not just that he said he will pay. So the Gemara says, Pshita, it's simple, Amar eini mishalem, if he says, I will not pay, v'chazar v'amar harini mishalem, and then he retracts and says, no, I will pay, ha'ka amar harini mishalem, he retracted, and he said, I will pay. Ela, amar harini mishalem, but if he says, I will pay, v'chazar v'amar, and then he comes back and says, no, v'amar eini mishalem, I will not pay, my, what's the deen then, if he comes back and says, I will not pay? Do we say, mi amrinan, mihadar kahadar be, he is retracting on what he said, or maybe he really is keeping the word. He's just pushing off the owner because he's saying, "Hey, let me save myself some time, not have to pay right away." So the Gemara says, "Amar harini mishalem v'amet." Now we have a bunch of questions here. If he said, "I will pay," and then the guy died, v'amet. V'amru banav ein anu mishalmin, and his children came and said, "We're not going to pay." My, what's the deen then? Mi amrino, do we say mehadarka hadarbihu, that the children are retracting? Odilma bemilta davuon kaime, maybe they're really standing with their father's word. Vidachuyahu dekam medachule, really they're just trying to push the owner back and not pay him right away. Another case, shilmu banimai, what if he says that sons will pay? Right, the children will come and pay him. Rashi says, "Va'avlo he speak lomar harini mishalem atshemet." The father did not have a chance to say, "I will pay," until he died, and the children come and pay. So matze amar lehu, can he say to them, ki aknai kefela, when I acquired the kefel of the thief over avuchonda avadli niyach nafshai. I did it to your father who gave me nachad ruach, who kind of, you know, gave me a feeling of rest and relaxation. Leditchu lo, but to you I did not acquire that. Odilma, perhaps lo shnah, maybe no, there's no difference between the father and the children. Shilim libanim. What if he's paying the children? The owner died, and the shomer said to his children, Hareni Mishalem, I will pay, or he pays the children of the owner. Mai, what's the din? Matsu Amrile, can they say to him, Ki aknelach avuna kefila, when our father acquired off to you the double payment of the thief, the avadle niach nafshe, that you caused him some, you know, menuchada nefesh, you caused him some relaxation, you helped him rest from his stress. Aval anan ledida, no, but us, we never did that. You never did that for us. Odilma, perhaps, no, loshna, there's no difference. In other case, shilmu banim lebanim. What if this guy's sons, the one who owes, he died, his sons are now paying the owner's sons, who the owner died. So my, what's the din? Shilem mechetzamai. Or what if he only pays half? He doesn't pay the full amount. Shal shtei parot v'shilem achad mein mai. What if, no, he borrowed two animals and he only paid back one of them. What's the din then? Or sha'al min ashutafin v'shilem lechad mein mai. Or what if he borrowed from a partner of two and he only paid back one of the two partners? Or another case, shutafin sha'alu v'shilem lechad mein mai. You have partners that borrowed from someone and only one of them paid back. What's the din then? Or sha'al min aisha v'shilem lebala. If you borrowed from a woman and you paid back her husband, mai. What's the din then? Or isha sha'ala v'shilem bala. Or let's say a woman that borrowed and her husband paid back. My, what's the din? Then, in all of these cases, the Gemara says, Teku, we don't know, and we'll have to wait for Eliyahu Navi to come and to tell us the ends of all these cases. Okay, we'll stop there for today, and we'll just give one quick halakha, at least one halakha, let's answer on today's daf. Right? So the Gemara, in the beginning, of the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Bet, right in the beginning of this chapter, we brought the opinion that said, Ein adam maknen davar shelo bala olam. Person cannot acquire of something that has not yet come into this world. And then we brought the opinion of Rabbi Meir, disagreed with that. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, the halacha says, in the Rambam, Keshem she'en adam maknen davar shelo bala olam, kach ein adam maknen lemi shelo bala olam. Same thing, halacha is like that Tanakama, that a person is not able to acquire of something that hasn't yet come into the world, just like he's not able to acquire of to someone who has not yet been born into the world. So if someone is just like someone who's not born into the world yet, you cannot acquire something to him yet. So too, something that has not yet come into the world yet, it's not physically there yet, you cannot acquire that off to someone in this world yet. Baruch Adonai, Amen. We'll start a one-minute recap.